Story time. The time during the week where we talk about what happened during our campaign. Our favorite moments, what we learned about ourselves, and what we learned about each other. Please join us now as we enjoy story time.
Well, welcome to another story time. We are going to be talking about, Chris, your campaign, The Adventures on the Solarian Islands, and we had some pretty crazy events happen with this past campaign night. So where did we leave off in this story?
So we left off last time you guys were in the bounty list. The underwater transport smashed through the glass window. You were trying to get the once refugees, now refugees again, out of the bounty list as it is kind of sinking back into how it should have normally been underwater. And you guys make your way out. We ended with you with it being you guys are running out of the tunnel and you have no idea what's waiting for you on the other side. And we found out what happened was what was on the other side. You ran out and there waiting for you were militia and some of your favorite people, Solarian Knights, guys donned in straight up gold armor. You haven't faced them since you were on the ships when they basically froze you in place. And now you are in a battle with them. And they were pretty tough. They started taking out quite a few of your numbers. They were starting to hurt you guys quite a bit with spells and just their overall damage. And this week we also had a friend of ours that was here from out of town. One of our friends, Mark, from Washington, who we've referred to various other times throughout the podcast. And he got to do something really fun, kind of to save the day, kind of to be the hero, giving him that one moment because he doesn't get to play D&D with us a whole lot. And Mitch, what did he do in this moment to save you guys?
So Mark got to, he didn't write up a new character. You basically said, here, this is a character in the story that he was going to be part of this anyway. You get to play him now. So he got to play Javeris Farah. And if you don't remember who Javeris Farah was, he was the leader of basically this group of drug addicts. I don't know how else to say it. On the island of Alaco, where there's basically this volcano that lets off this green gas that is pretty much it gets you loopy.
If you inhale them,
it's a drug. Yeah. So he came in. It was like this moment. You described it as like the ride of the Rohirrim coming down the hill. Only imagine it with a bunch of stoned out druggies. Like that's what it was.
Which was really awesome.
It was kind of weird.
And
but
he
funny.
Let off like the classic Leroy Jenkins, but Javeris Farah instead sort of thing. And you guys ended up basically just slaughtering everybody at that point. The Solarian Knight went down. You guys ripped off the helmet of the Solarian Knight to see if you knew who these people were. You guys in a previous story time had kind of gotten a glimpse of what these people were. They were like,
but our characters in this one had
no idea. And so this was the first time you were kind of having the quote unquote helmet lifted off, you know, the reveal of what these things were. And you just see like this dead, decaying sort of face of what
Mr.
used
Ferguson,
to be a human.
And I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you.
Right. Yeah. But so, yeah, you guys found out like what in the war, this is a lot more warped and messed up than what we thought it was originally. And Javeris went on to explain that the reason he fled from the island and came here, which is a pretty crappy, messed up island in and of itself right now, was because demons had started pouring out from the temple of the Mount Valo, where you guys had gone once before with Javeris Farah. He was like, yeah, there's nothing weird going on here at all. Like, this is just a volcano that erupts sort of thing. And now, with the dawn of Al'Zog,
Al'Zog's on his way.
Demons are pouring out.
We know that it's not going to be long.
He's basically like, they've been carrying people into the temple and we're not seeing these people again. Yeah. And so you guys did your whole like wind walk
form. Used our favorite spell, which gets us there in no time.
And so you guys got there and you're like seeing this all throughout the landscape. You're seeing fires in the cities and these demons carrying these people on their shoulders and they're taking them, sure enough, into the temple on Mount Valo. And so you guys kind of just like fly in, you're in gas form, so nobody can really tell like what's going on. And Mark from Washington decides to do something a little crazy and chaotic, kind of like a drug lord does, and shapeshifted out of his form and decided to run down this open crevice that had formed in the middle of this temple that just went down straight down into the ground. And he just did it before he like went behind a pillar. You guys didn't know what was going on. All of a sudden you just see him run down there and there's a minute changing time that this takes for you guys to even begin to catch up with him. So he's like running down, he's climbing down this tunnel, looks down the tunnel and sees this weird green sort of portal. And at the same time, he starts getting in a fight with some demons that are down there, ends up getting captured by these demons and starts to be carried through the portal. Meanwhile, you guys are trying to like shapeshift out of the gas form to like catch up with
Mark from Washington being part of a one shot with one of your important characters was having this crazy moment of let me see if I can destroy Chris's character.
Yeah, let me see if I can be the hero and just destroy the character at the same time. I was like, oh, man. This dude's really cool. Like, I don't want him to die in this kind of pathetic, silly, stupid kind of way. And so he gets captured. He's like nearly dead at this point. Like, he's got like 10 hit points left of like his 98 that he started out with. He's being carried through the portal. They start climbing up this tower. And on top of this, they go through the portal. And it's like this weird other realm that they've never seen before. It's like almost like a big rock dome in here. Like it was his own sort of created dimension with a big tower in the middle. And on the top of this tower was a big flame. And there's not really anything else in here but that, except for the demons take him up. And he's like high on this gas because he had done this weird thing where he tried to smash this gas to see if he could get everybody else, get the demons kind of out of it so they might lose grip on him and stuff. And so he's like stoned out of his mind at this point. And they go to throw him like into the fire, which is probably what they're doing with everybody else. He decides, I'm going to try and tie a rope around myself. Any nat 20s that roll. I was like, dude, you're going to have to get a nat 20 in order to even. And he does. And he's like, well, I'm going to tie it to the demon. I was like, all right, you're going to have to get a nat 20 because you're stoned out of your mind.
And guess what?
He does. I was like, the only time that this would possibly work is if you get nat 20s and got both of them. So we had this cool like Indiana Jones moment where he like gets thrown, swings back around, cuts the rope. And then he just like decided to climb down the mountain or down the tower because that's what he wanted to do. But at this point, you guys had also made it through this tunnel, as well as a ton of other demons. And so you guys all kind of get at this point, but the demons aren't attacking you, which was kind of weird. Like, what were they doing at this point in time?
I mean, at this point, when we finally make it to where we see this tower, they start to just surround us and they're kind of cackling and hooping and hawing and like, they're surrounding us and beating their chests and making all these noises as if us being here is entertaining. And Javaris, he joins us, and we're kind of, I imagine it with that scene in Moria where we're surrounded by goblins.
Yeah.
The Fellowship is surrounded by goblins. We're just the same thing, but we're surrounded by all these demons, and we're kind of in a circle, like prepared to do battle with all of them, prepared to die. And then something happened on top of this tower.
The flame kind of like exploded. And out on the platform, everybody kind of like turns and looks, and there on like this platform stands Harlan Planer.
That jerk.
And what did all the demons do at that point in time? Do you remember what they did?
They all turned and they bowed a knee to him, which is not good.
Which is weird because he's a human still at this point in time. He's just a dude. So yeah, and that's where we left off for the night with Harlan Planer standing there on the platform, demons all kneeling towards him.
So I guess if we kill Harlan, maybe Alzok doesn't come back, or Harlan is the boss fight before the demon Alzog. In any case, I'm cool with killing Harlan Planer. So
he's just been a kind of thorn in your side the whole time.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll hear more about that on our epilogue night, which is going to be coming pretty soon. We'll get to hear all about that and even check out, just dive deeper into this campaign and talk more about that.
Thanks for listening to this week's story time. We hope you've enjoyed these moments from our campaigns, stories about our characters and what they have done within our worlds. We hope that you have enjoyed your time here, and we hope that you come back again next week for another edition of Storytime.